This is a Conrad drill. This is a Conrad drill. For the next 30 minutes, you will hear broadcasting only on the two Conrad frequencies, 640 and 1240. You are now tuned to one of these two frequencies. No other radio or television station is on the air. Only Conrad stations throughout the country are allowed to broadcast, and only on the frequencies of 640 and 1240. The Federal Communications Commission, with the cooperation of the broadcasting and television industry, have ordered this nationwide Conrad drill, which officially opens Operation Alert 1959. At the end of this broadcast, in about half an hour, all radio and television stations will return to the air on their normal frequency. This emergency broadcasting system, Conrad, was devised by the government and the broadcasting industry to inform the public during the time of attack without giving navigational aid to enemy bombers. We cannot close our eyes to the possibility of attack. That is why the radio and television industry has given up valuable time to help make this exercise successful. Later on in the program, you will hear a special message from Office of Civil and Defense Mobilization Director Leo A. Hoy. You will also hear important information on what you can do to protect yourself against possible nuclear attacks. You are listening to a Conrad drill. This exercise gives you a chance to experience the kind of radio reception you may expect during an enemy attack on this country. Occasionally, you may find the program hard to hear. It may fade. Should this happen, merely turn up your volume knob until the signal is strong again. The broadcast itself may originate from a local civil defense control center or maybe from a key station in a group of stations, but the signal comes from various transmitters of a number of radio stations. For this reason, although the program is uninterrupted, you will find the signal varying in strength because the transmitters are different distances from your radio receiver. At the same time, this method of emergency broadcasting denies enemy navigators a reference point for homing in on a target. Conrad, the emergency broadcasting system, is very important in our national civil defense plan. During an enemy attack on this country, Conrad would be your quickest and best source of information and instructions that could save your life. This is a Conrad drill. I repeat, this is a Conrad drill. While you are listening to this broadcast, Conrad stations across the United States are switching from their normal broadcasting frequencies to the emergency frequencies of 640 or 1240. In some cases, the changeover is a matter of seconds. In others, it takes a number of minutes. And now let's hear from the mayor of New York City, the Honorable Robert F. Wagner.
Fellow citizens, this is a test of one of the most responsible means of communicating to you vital information and instructions in time of extreme emergency. It also signifies the beginning of a nationwide civil defense training exercise, Operation Alert 1959. The first phase of this annual nationwide test will be conducted today and tomorrow and will involve all New York City Civil Defense Emergency Divisions. You, the general public, will be involved for a 10-minute period from 1:30 this afternoon until 1:40. It is vitally important that we prepare now for any eventuality. We are living in a most critical time. It is time that we give some serious thought to the following questions. Can we depend solely upon our retaliatory military strength to deter an enemy from ever attacking us? Will the rapid increase in nuclear weapons and the development of missile systems for delivering them thousands of miles away, can we be sure that, even accidentally, we will not be plunged into the Holocaust of war? We have been told that our armed strength, even our capacity to retaliate, are not absolute deterrents to a massive attack on our country. I am and have long been convinced that a sound and realistic civil defense survival program will not only add substantially to the deterrent effect of our military might, but it represents the only valid insurance our people have against the complete annihilation of our country and our way of life if an enemy ever were to launch a massive nuclear attack upon us.
You are listening to a Conrad drill. Now we will hear from General Robert E. Condon, New York City's Director of Civil Defense.
My fellow Americans,
Civil defense of necessity has changed with the development of weapons of the hydrogen bomb type of tremendous power and the methods of delivering them. In addition to the ultra-fast jet bomber, long-range missiles have been developed, and missiles which can be delivered by submarines off of our coastal areas is a strong possibility. Our civil defense plans emphasize the furtherance of preparation by city departments and agencies to meet emergency situations effectively by being prepared to invoke and conduct survival messages to assure the greatest possible assistance and emergency leadership for the people of New York City and its support area in the event of an enemy attack or a major natural disaster. There is a need, vital, in civil defense work for cadres of well-trained civil defense volunteers for assignment to and training by each of the various civil defense emergency divisions. The New York City Civil Defense Organization is concentrated on building up and harnessing capabilities of regular New York City departments and agencies to meet emergencies. In an actual attack, the Conrad station to which you are now listening would be the source of official civil defense information and instructions. The instructions would include such directions as to go home and prepare to take shelter or to prepare for dispersion. In the instance of this test, Operation Alert 1959, there is not enough time allowed to permit a go home or dispersal movement. Also included would be information about the effects of impending radiation and other details of emergency conditions. Through the efforts of Mayor Robert F. Wagner, the governors of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut joined together in a common civil defense effort. A tri-state survival plan was formulated, and elements essential thereof are now being integrated into the operational plan of the New York City Civil Defense Organization. The gigantic task of moving some 8 million people in time of emergency to achieve dispersal, which will reduce the percentage of vulnerability of great masses of people, has been programmed as a result of extensive research and detailed study. Reception areas have been surveyed and pinpointed to receive and temporary lodge and care for New York City dispersees in upstate New York areas and in certain New Jersey and Pennsylvania areas. The organized movement will be by rail and motor vehicle, using pre-designated traffic lanes on pre-designated routes to pre-designated destination points. A citywide educational program designed to inform the public of its actions and performances when and if it is called upon to join the orderly columns leaving the city in an extreme emergency is now being formulated. Every effort will be made to keep families together. Motor vehicles will be formed into controlled movements, and vehicles will not be permitted on the escape routes with less than 4 persons each. Automobiles should be well stocked with canned and packaged food. Gasoline tanks should be kept at least half full at all times. Drinking water and adequate supplies should be stored in the trunk compartment along with warm clothing, blankets, and other necessities, including a first aid kit, flashlight and batteries, shovel, candles, matches, pocket knife, heating utensils, towels, soap, and paper products. Most important would be a battery-operated radio to listen for official civil defense information over Conrad 640 or 1240, just as you are now during this Conrad test. Through this civil defense survival plan, it is estimated that 85% of the population can be moved efficiently to other areas within a period of approximately 50 hours. The remaining 15% of the population would be persons with civil defense responsibility and persons necessary to maintain critical industries and services. When the evacuation of the 85% of the population has been completed, the remaining 15% would then follow prescribed routes out of the city to designated reception areas. There being no assurance of a strategic long period of advance warning, we must be prepared for an attack that may occur in a matter of minutes by being prepared with the following survival measures. Have ready your family shelter and equip it with a 2-week supply of food and water, a first aid kit, a battery-operated radio. Learn the civil defense area warning signals and what they mean. Learn how to protect yourself from radioactive fallout. Learn first aid and home emergency preparedness. Learn to use Conrad 640 or 1240 for official civil defense directions. Listen to and respond to the take cover signal at 1:30 p.m. today.
This is a Conrad test. In an actual emergency, the frequency to which you are now tuned, either 640 or 1240 kilocycles, would be the source of official civil defense information and instruction. Such information would include facts about radioactive fallout, a product of nuclear explosions. The term fallout is used to describe radioactive material produced by nuclear explosion. This material is composed of particles of dirt, stone, and other debris carried into the upper air by the force of the explosion. The particles are contaminated by radioactive products of the bomb and fall back to Earth over a wide area. Many of the radioactive particles are carried up as high as 80,000 feet in the familiar mushroom-shaped cloud. From this cloud, the particles spread downward over hundreds of square miles. In the first few hours following a nuclear explosion, the prevailing winds carry the fallout particles along while they lose some of their radioactivity. Eventually, they return to the Earth, but they can still be dangerous to you. When fallout is expected, the take cover signal will be sounded. This signal means that you should take emergency shelter wherever you are as quickly as you can. Get under cover, preferably below level of the ground. This will help protect you not only from blast, heat, and initial radiation, but from radioactive fallout. Your shelter area should be equipped with bedding, a 2-week supply of water, and pre-cooked food. A battery-operated radio to receive official instructions and information over CONELRAD, 640 or 1240 on your radio dial, just as you are now listening to this CONELRAD test program. Also, a flashlight with extra batteries, a first aid kit, stove for heat and cooking, and containers for garbage and sanitary needs. Do not use tap water until officially authorized to do so by civil defense authorities. Do not eat uncovered food. Food which is kept in sealed closets or refrigerators will not be contaminated. Boiling may kill germs, but it does not lessen radioactivity. If you suspect you have been exposed to radioactive dust, change clothing and shower with soap and water. Civil defense officials will inform you via CONELRAD regarding the condition of your water. This is a CONELRAD drill being carried out by radio and television stations in cooperation with the Civil Defense Administration. You have heard from Mayor Wagner and New York Civil Defense Administrator Condon. Now you will hear from the National Civil Defense Director, Leo Hoy. This is the CONELRAD National Program. In a real attack, it is quite possible that the President himself would make a direct report to the people over CONELRAD. Other government leaders would broadcast reports too. Today, one of them, Leo A. Hoy, will speak to you. As Director of the Office of Civil and Defense Mobilization, he is the President's Chief of Staff for the non-military defense of this country. Mr. Hoy.
A few minutes ago, we Americans began our annual civil defense exercise, Operation Alert, 1959. As you know, this is a test alert only. Had it been a real alert, would you have known what to do? Are you prepared? In these next few minutes, I will give you the information that will help you to protect yourself and your family. Civil defense is the common responsibility of all of us, all governments and the people. The National Plan for Civil Defense and Defense Mobilization provides the overall leadership and direction. It tells what must be done and who must do it. For you and your family to be prepared, you must know these five fundamentals. First, know the warning signals and what they mean. A steady blast of 3 to 5 minutes means take action as directed by your local government. Turn your AM radio to the CONELRAD frequency, 640 or 1240 for official direction. A wailing tone or short blast for 3 minutes means take cover immediately in the best available shelter. Second, know your community plan for emergency action. If you are in a target city, you will be asked to either move out or to take the best available shelter. The decision is a local one. Third, know how to protect yourself from radioactive fallout. Fourth, know first aid and home emergency preparedness. Fifth, learn how to use your radio to get survival instructions over CONELRAD. CONELRAD is what you are listening to now. Most radio dials have special marks at 640 and 1240. They are the CONELRAD frequency. No other stations would be on the air during a real alert. Remember how to use your radio in case of an emergency. Right now, I would like to talk to you about one of these five things. How to protect yourself and your family from radioactive fallout. There's only one way. shelter. You should construct a fallout shelter and stock it with a 2-week supply of food and water, a battery radio, first aid kit, and other essential items for survival. Designs and plans are now at the printers and will soon be available. Some are inexpensive do-it-yourself plans. For free copies of these plans, write to Box, Home Shelter, Battle Creek, Michigan. Now let me talk about what your governments will do for you. Your local government is the keystone. Led by the mayor or county commissioner, coordinated by your local civil defense director and his staff, all personnel and resources of your local government must be marshaled to direct and to serve you. Your local government will sound the alarm. It will tell you whether to take shelter or to evacuate. Your local government must keep law and order, fight fires, and check radiation. In these tasks, it is aided by your state government, led by the governor and his civil defense director. They are supported by thousands of volunteers. Now the role of your federal government is to provide the overall leadership and direction, to operate the communications network needed to provide warning, instruct thousands to detect radiation, provide guidance and example for construction of fallout shelters, train people for rescue and other emergency operations, stockpile food, medicine, and the other resources that would be needed for national recovery. Specific tasks have been assigned most agencies of your federal government. If attack comes, the first question you will ask is, what shall I do? Your government is giving you the answer to that question. However, it is up to you to take action. Know the 5 fundamentals for preparedness: your warning signals, your community emergency plan, shelter from fallout, first aid, and counterweight. These fundamentals you must know, for no matter how much government does for you, survival still is a personal thing. You can make a real contribution to the total defense by your own civil defense preparedness. One of our country's greatest weapons for peace is the ability to exist and resist on the part of each of us. Again, may I urge you to write for your shelter plan, which soon will be available, to Box, Home Shelter, Battle Creek, Michigan.
This is a Colonel Rand Hoy.
The director is hearing us on either 6:40 or 12:40 on Colonel Rad, which is designed, in case of attack, to provide you with information without giving aid to the enemy. The Colonel Rad test is now back on its vocal program and will continue for about 10 more minutes. We now will hear from Governor Nelson A. Rockefeller of New York.
Now here is the governor of the state of New York, Nelson Rockefeller.
Today's nationwide civil defense training exercise is a reminder of the menace that overhangs our state in this nuclear age. To ignore this menace would be folly and blindness. New York State leads the nation in advanced civil defense planning. Our civil defense, organized on state and local levels, recruits the service of trained, dedicated leaders and technicians. Aided by an army of thoughtful and public-spirited people serving as volunteers, the thought and planning that have gone into our civil defense programs are designed to ensure that, whatever the emergency, many lives that might otherwise be lost will be saved, and that rescue and relief will be speeded. With sound, orderly planning through civil defense, we will be able to demonstrate such ability to survive disasters that any enemy may well regard an attack as not worth the cost in terms of our retaliation. An effective civil defense program, one supported by the people throughout the land, therefore can be an important deterrent to war, a vitally important factor in preserving the peace. The exercise now taking place under simulated attack conditions is intended to test civil defense readiness and its operational procedure. It calls for mobilizing and deploying our civil defense forces, as well as all resources and equipment needed to care for our people under attack conditions and for rescue and relief after attack. Much, of course, remains to be done to make civil defense even more effective, particularly in providing an adequate shelter program. But the United States Office of Civil and Defense Mobilization has prepared model plans for simple and inexpensive shelters, affording protection from radioactive fallout. Fallout is the peril in nuclear war that is likely to take the lives of the greater number of people throughout our state. In big towns and cities, the potential target areas, direct attack would take a fearful toll. Surveys are underway of means to improve existing shelter space underground, in subways, underground garages and parking areas, and sub-basements of office buildings, schools, and other structures. Public service workers from such departments as health, hospital, public works and welfare, and other agencies are supervised by state and local civil defense directors in their respective roles vital to civilian protection. Civil defense is everybody's business, and everyone must know and understand what it takes have an effective program developed for his community and the support and participation required by all of us. I will have more to say on this subject in the near future. In the meantime, I wish to express my heartfelt thanks to the thousands of men and women who have worked so faithfully to bring us this far along the road to effective home defense. I commend their efforts and zeal to all of the people of New York State. Let us all support and take part in an effective civil defense program. Our lives and our future as a nation may depend upon it.
You have just heard Governor Nelson Rockefeller of the state of New York.
For the past 25 minutes, you've been listening to a Conrad drill ordered by the Federal Communications Commission. As you are listening to this program, the Conrad stations are preparing to switch to their normal broadcasting frequency. In some areas, this switching may take only a few seconds. In others, it may be several minutes before normal broadcasting resumes. For your own protection during enemy attack, you must realize that it takes the same amount of time to switch to Conrad. At 1:30 this afternoon, you will hear the take cover signal, a 3-minute warbling sound on the sirens in New York and New Jersey. This means that the public must take shelter for approximately 10 minutes at that time, 1:30 this afternoon. Remember, a 3-minute warbling sound on the siren means a drill in which the public will take part. When the drill is over, about 10 minutes later, the sirens will sound a straight 3-minute blast, which means the public is to leave refuge shelters. If an enemy attacks and North American Air Defense Command invokes Conrad, comply with your local survival plan. Tune to either 640 or 1240, the frequency to which you are now listening, and wait until you receive information. It may take several minutes, but stay tuned. Conrad will go on the air. At 1:30 this afternoon, you will hear the take cover signal, a 3-minute warbling sound on the sirens in New York and New Jersey. This means that the public must take shelter for approximately 10 minutes at that time, 1:30 this afternoon. Remember, a 3-minute warbling sound on the siren means a drill in which the public will take part. When the drill is over, about 10 minutes later, the sirens will sound a straight 3-minute blast, which means the public is to leave refuge shelters. As you were listening to this Conrad drill, you may have noticed a weakening of your broadcast signal. This is normal operation because the Conrad stations operate under reduced power. However, keep your dial tuned to your Conrad frequency. Conrad will remain on the air. In large cities, the Conrad station would be in continuous operation. Why is Conrad important to you? Stop and think for a moment. Suppose you heard the wailing of the alert signal. Would you know what to do? Conrad will tell you. At 1:30 this afternoon, you will hear the take cover signal, a 3-minute warbling sound on the sirens in New York and New Jersey. This means that the public must take shelter for approximately 10 minutes at that time. 1:30 this afternoon. Remember, a 3-minute warbling sound on the siren means a drill in which the public will take part. When the drill is over, about 10 minutes later, the sirens will sound a straight 3-minute blast, which means the public is to leave refuge shelters. For the past half hour, you've been listening to a Conrad drill to familiarize you with your Conrad frequencies and the civil defense preparations of your government. You are now listening to the station which would give you life-saving instructions in time of war. These numbers on your radio, 640 and 1240, are important. Remember them. They are marked on most radio dials. Remember 640 and 1240, your guide to survival during attack. At 1:30 this afternoon, you'll hear the take cover signal, a 3-minute warbling sound on the sirens in New York and New Jersey. This means that the public must take shelter for approximately 10 minutes at that time. 1:30 this afternoon. Remember, a 3-minute warbling sound on the siren means a drill in which the public will take part. When the drill is over, about 10 minutes later, the sirens will sound a straight 3-minute blast, which means the public is to leave refuge shelters. You have been listening to a Conrad drill ordered by the Federal Communications Commission. This station has taken part in this exercise in cooperation with the Office of Civil and Defense Mobilization in the interests of national security. The Conrad operating procedures have been discontinued. All radio and television stations are authorized to return to their regularly assigned frequency. I repeat, the Conrad operating procedures have been ordered discontinued. All radio and television stations are authorized to return to their assigned frequencies.